Barstool Pick'em Week 12. We are brought to you by our friends at Cross Country Mortgage. Cross Country Mortgage combines a people-first mindset with a dedication to the fundamentals of mortgage lending, which results in a fast, easy, and stress-free home financing or refinancing experience. Rates are pretty much at an all-time low and may never get this low again. Many stoolies have already reached out to Cross Country Mortgage to refinance. Don't miss out on the opportunity. Cross Country Mortgage can tell you within 5 minutes if they can save you a boatload of cash. It's a great opportunity to cash out for the stuff you want, man caves, home improvement projects, or if you need to pay off a student loan or to save for other events in your life. Also, if you have a lease coming up soon, like next 6 to 12 months, go check out Cross Country Mortgage. Talk to them. See if it is the right time for you to purchase a home. Even if it's not, they can tell you what you need to be doing so that you can purchase a home next time your lease is up. Don't be intimidated by the home buying process. It's not as complicated as you think. It is not a scary word. Mortgage is something that you should be saying, hey, this is a way to save money instead of throwing away money every single month with rent. Don't let common misconceptions stand in the way of you buying a home. Go to ccmlens.com/pick'em to learn more about your future home buying experience or to refinance your current mortgage at ccmlens.com/pick'em to learn more. Cross Country Mortgage LLC, NMLS 3029, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org, Equal Housing Opportunity. We love Cross Country Mortgage. They are friends of ours, and they will make sure that they get you set up to feel comfortable, whether you're refinancing, whether you're buying a home for the first time, whether you have bad credit, whether you're a military vet. They have it all, and they're easy to talk to. So go check them out, ccmlens.com/pick'em. Please go do it. I cannot recommend them enough. It's not a scary process, especially when you have our friends at Cross Country Mortgage. Cross Country Mortgage, ccmlens.com/pick'em to learn more. Week 12, we are live. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Rico Bosco has made enough time for Dave and myself to be here for the pick'em.
That's not. It's not true. It's not
what,
true.
What's not
you
true?
Wanted to, what do you mean?
Should we read the text? What's not true?
You're getting all worked up. I mean, just as a background, Rico, and this is our business. Well, for me, I can speak for myself. By far. The Wednesday is by far my business day. And then Rico, who got green-lighted for Bench Mob, within 5 seconds, like, hey, can we move Pick'em, which we do the same time. We've been doing the same time forever. We film 9,000 things. He's like, well, I got to film Bench Mob now in the time that we usually do Pick'em. Mm-hmm. And so we can go through.
Yeah, he moved up, so we do. We always do advisors.
Oh, well, you
at
have
10,
a guest. Sorry,
so the guest locked us in.
So wait, you're no.
First, that's not true.
Yes,
because,
it is.
Wait. Hold on. Let me ask this question, Dave. It seems to me like Rico might have said to Ed Cooley, "Hey, I'll be in on Wednesdays. Let's figure out a time on Wednesday."
Did you say that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. So it just happened that he could do Wednesday when you're in.
Yes.
He didn't say Tuesday and Thursday. He said, hey, no, Ed, that doesn't work with my schedule. Let's change it up.
I didn't book it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to be supportive. You want me more involved.
I was there raising the trophy. We're one week in. I'm a savage.
The fucking TikToks. And I'm supporting it.
We're one
New
week
adventures.
In.
New adventures. That's what we're supposed
we're
to be.
We're one week in, but and you already asked us to change our schedules
we
for
have
everything.
One time with, I'm with you once a week, one time.
All right.
And it took, honestly, less than 10 seconds for you to be like, I can't do your show anymore. I got to do
it's
mine.
It's 12 weeks, two and presidency. I moved it up a half
you know
hour.
You know what's happening, Dave? I think we're getting
squeezed out. We
are. We're getting squeezed out. We are getting squeezed out by Rico Bob.
Did I not raise the dog's
for what? Getting what are
you just, it's
about?
A new event. You say we want you more involved.
How many presidencies have you been saying we're doing this show?
Three.
We have this show at a time.
All right.
Do you know how many
you have
people,
conceded?
Do you know how many?
What?
Have you conceded?
No, not yet.
Okay. Do you know how many people we got to rearrange for your schedule?
I appreciate it. That's the first thing I said.
We moved up advisors.
You didn't give us a choice.
My son said to me, Daddy, where are you going? Why are you leaving so early this morning? I was like, well, Rico has to do Bench Mob, so I have to leave early.
Sorry.
Some things. He said that.
What's
he
the
said,
first
why
big
are you
game?
Leaving?
So
he said, oh, that's Skell Rico?
Recondo
and I was like,
forever.
Don't say that.
Coach
don't say
Rico.
Skell.
So this is Monday. This Monday. We're doing Wednesday. And like I said, we start going, Dan and I especially, when we start going – you know, I got back from the gambling house, which you were supposed to go. And what happened? You had a light,
we had
light
electrical problem.
So his switch went out.
How would you
make light of it?
Do you have any more? You missed the gambling house because A bulb was out. You switched
Mondays before that. I'm working. The Mac thing, you throw it out there, I'll be there.
A bulb was out, so you didn't make it on Saturday. I was there. So I was all day. I got back on Monday, right to the office. Don't call him. Carrying a suitcase. Here all day. I'm in meetings yesterday. And then Monday, and today we filmed 9,000 shows. You got this Bench Mob. So have an interview at 12 for Bench Mob. There's 1 o'clock work for Pick'em. So we have one time. We have Rico one time. That we have an entire week, and I'm running around like my hair's on fire. Hey, so he hits us up, me and Dan. Dan replied, no, we can maybe move everything up to accommodate your schedule. Rico, I'm not saying that. I'm asking. This is me. We only filmed 9 things that day, Dan. I'm sure the entire—
Let's all pull it up. Let's do a reading. Let's do a dramatic reading. Good call. Yeah, okay. All right, so let's start again. Rico, why don't you start?
You read your part, Rico.
What?
Can I be Rico?
No, Rico's Rico.
Rico's Rico. Shit.
All
right. So it starts Monday, 3:39 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Have an interview at 12 for Bench Mob. Does one work for Pick'em?
No. We can maybe move everything up to accommodate your schedule, Rico.
I'm not saying that. I'm asking.
We only filmed 9 things that day, Dan. I'm sure the entire company's schedule can be rearranged for Rico.
All caps. I'm not saying that. I'm asking. I demand nothing. But the guest is asking at 12. I went immediately to the guys who have helped me for 8 years.
No. Let me see if the other 200 people can all shuffle their schedules around. It's the Bench Mob.
Forget it. I fucking asked. You said no. I went back to them, and they said, hey, we got to move. I know the pecking order.
Are you sure? I rushed into Erica's office to have her start working the phones to help accommodate.
Forget it. I asked calmly. Don't shove it in my face like I'm a terrorist.
Rico, we work for you. Just let us know what's best, and we'll move around our entire schedule.
I'm trying to make it work calmly. I know you have light bulb issues.
Dave, it was one of his outlets. Very serious issue. Let's not make light of it. Whoops, I phrased that wrong.
I said, we got to do noon. If Advisors ends at 11:15 or 11.
That's not what you said.
Well, no. I'm not reading that.
Cooley pigeonholed us.
What?
Yeah, Cooley pigeonholed us in
first
at noon.
Guess, we're gonna. I don't like that part.
What part?
That he pigeon, like, I'm not saying.
Well, you did.
No,
it.
You said you blamed it on him. You said Cooley. Ed Cooley pigeonholed us
at noon.
Sorry, what did I say? You're tanking me. This is it now. All the networks, they go to the Final Four. They share dinners. They trade plays. And now Ed Cooley's going to go back to his people and say Rico's a scumbag because they read this thing. Just redact it. Redact it. That's
Cooley
all. That's
pigeonholed.
I will
us.
Not redact it.
It's not going to be redacted. Yeah,
you are not the CIA, sir.
Fine. Whatever you say.
So read it.
Read it, word for word.
I'm not reading that.
All right, I'll read it for you. Ed Cooley is a jerk-off, and he pigeonholed us at noon.
Ed Cooley pigeonholed us in noon.
Is nothing sacred with you guys?
Dude, I know Ed Cooley. He's not going to care. He's going to fucking think this is funny and that you're a psycho. And he probably, if I texted him right now and said, hey, could you move your Bench Mob interview? He'd be like, yeah, of course.
He's got radio 12 for 25.
He's probably most likely going to use this in recruiting visits. Like, you know how powerful I am? Dan and I are both, like, fairly well-known big media. Yeah. You have us, I like Ed Cooley. I want Ed Cooley
I love
to be,
Ed Cooley. He's
I
been want, on PMT.
I wanted
great
Ed
guy.
Cooley to be the Michigan coach.
I have his phone number,
Rico. He is one miss shot away from being the TV 38 crew at noon, and you got Dan and I running around like hoops like we're getting fucking John Wooden on the line.
From the grave,
R.I.P.
Not John Wooden real. No, you're literally the ghost of John Wooden.
Can you get Pete Gillen next week, the week after?
No. We got another Power 5 guy next week.
All right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was it like the Rutgers coach or something?
Can we continue with this reading?
Yeah, we got to get into the games, though.
Well, just read it.
If Advisors ends at 11:15 or 11:30.
Well, just read the whole thing. It's out there.
Cooley pigeonholed us in noon.
Yep.
If Advisors ends at 11:15 or 11:30, can I do a half hour, then do Cooley and come back and finish at 12:25? He only gave us 25 minutes. I didn't ask for the tight schedule, but I'm trying to make things work. How can we make this work?
I can see if Nadu is available.
Or you could do Pick'em and Nadu could sub in for Bench Mob. That would be fair too, right, Dave?
Wait, you missed the whole thing here.
Oh, wait, what did we miss?
You're on good
idea. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Good idea.
Dave, I'm asking as a human being. You want me more involved? We got the guy. He gave us 25 minutes. I'm not demanding a thing. You want me to be more involved with trying to build this. Rutgers is next Monday as well. That's 2 Big 5 guests in 2 weeks.
Oh, I guess that correctly?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't want to cancel on the guy. How can we make this work?
I think you go as long as you can, as long as you can, and then we go to Nadeau. People will love it. Good for ratings.
Or you could do Pick'em, and Nadeau could sub in for Bench Mob. That would be fair too, right, Dave?
What's he gonna ask Cooley? His thoughts on erasing the fucking drug laws?
You can write the questions, and he can ask them. That's a fair compromise, which I think is a fair compromise.
Either.
So what do you want me to do? Tell the five people involved in the pod? They're making sure I can do Cooley.
What do you want the answer to be, Rico? Seems like Dan and I keep offering solutions that don't work for you. So you tell us how high to jump.
I don't know. I'm trying to help, too. You're dangling the fat man in my face. If Advisors goes 10 to 11, everybody great. Can Stu do 10 instead of 10:30?
So this is – Dave and I are being squeezed out 1 week in, and – I just want it on the record because I know what the response is going to be from the riders. They're going to be like, Dave, you know, Pledgemaster Dan and Skel Presidente are being mean to Rico. Dave, what did we do? We moved
you
our schedule.
You moved it.
We literally moved
thanks.
Our
I
schedule.
I had to wake up. I went to bed.
And I didn't text
I
you during the Bears
day.
Game.
Day
I shut it down at
9.
And
he
moved
9,000
everything.
Things.
I appreciate it.
We
appreciate
literally
it.
Moved everything on Wednesday for Rico Bosco. So anyone who tries to tell that me and Dave aren't riders, we fucking moved it all.
I just don't get when you have one thing in stone that you've been doing for two presidencies, and the one time it's like, hey, you can do this. It's like, there's got to be another time somewhere.
Ed Cooley only has 25 minutes
and
all
they happen to be in the exact moment that he we had.
I didn't book the guest.
I think I was right, my first guest.
100%.
All right. I think I was right, my first guest. Rico made sure that,
there
hey.
There is 0.0 chance you didn't suggest Wednesdays.
Hey, I'll be here. Perfect.
Did you suggest Wednesday?
No, I didn't.
Interesting.
Whenever he's available. Owen booked it.
So if he said
I said, I'll make it work.
If he said Sunday, you know what actually is? Can I tell a little story? Can we do a little story?
Yeah.
You know what actually is whenever you're available? Let's go back to the Final Four in San Antonio. Okay? San Antonio. We have Ed Cooley on. Do you know what I said to Ed Cooley? I said, Ed Cooley, whenever you're available. Whenever you're available, I will do, and I'll make my schedule. I'll work my schedule because I know pecking orders, whatever, trying to get guests. And I made my schedule actually whenever I was available. We interviewed him at midnight on a
Sunday
night.
That's kind of the same thing I'm doing.
No,
he only gave
Wednesday
us
at 12
time.
O'clock when you're here on Wednesdays doesn't feel the same. If Ed Cooley said to you Sunday at midnight, you probably wouldn't do Sunday at midnight.
There was no element of people knew you were going to be here, and that's why it's on a Wednesday?
That's whenever you're available. That's whenever you're available.
I wasn't in charge of the booking.
It just so happened that it was.
So we want to get him before the season.
That's not a direct answer.
It had nothing to do with it was Wednesday.
What are your texts to the Bench Mob? Because I have a suspicion you said, yeah, it's okay. I'll make Dave and Dan move up.
No chance.
Yeah, let's do noon. I'll make him move up.
No chance.
I'll be here anyway.
I don't know that I've ever had anybody have me move like a scheduled.
I don't buy the whenever you're available.
Like we've how many years we're doing like the Dion show, we're doing the pro football show, we're doing this. I've never like had to rearrange the entire company's schedule before until we green light the Bench Mob.
Wednesday
at noon.
You
ever hear the butterfly effect, Rico?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dave and I, our lives are
the first
forever changed by moving this up.
Is 12 locked in? Pick'em is a tough navigation. Yeah, they said he's packed that day, 25 minutes.
What about Tuesday?
Pick'em's going to be hard to move.
What about Tuesday?
Well, yeah,
why was
are you
Wednesday?
Focused on that
he's
day?
He's packed on Wednesday.
It's a pack on Wednesday.
That was the time he gave us.
Yeah, but right. you that just said Wednesdays are a tough day for him. That just said Wednesdays are a tough
no,
day
for him. No, that's what I'm saying for you.
No, reread that.
I think my suspicion was
correct. Reread that.
I think it was Ed Cooley. I'm going to be in on Wednesday. Let's do Wednesday.
Wednesday at noon. Owen. That's the time he came back to us
But you said can't move it, and then something happened after that.
Marty said, what are you going to do? I said, Owen, is 12 locked in? Pick'em is a tough navigation.
Continue.
Yeah, he said he's packed that day. 25 minutes
packed
is all we have.
Packed that day.
He's got a radio spot at 12:30.
But why is he focused on that day?
I tried to move it to 10 a.m.
Why is he focused on that day?
I have no idea. I don't know. Yeah,
that's a tough day.
That's very weird.
That
because usually when people ask me to do something and I'm say no, like if someone asks me to do something on Wednesday, I'm like, hey, I can't do it. I'll do it any other day.
Correct. Or if it's like, hey, can you do an interview? Yeah, like Tuesday worked. But when someone responds, that day is a tough day. That insinuates the question was, we want to do it on Wednesday. That day is a tough day.
Yeah. You picked Wednesday.
I didn't pick Wednesday.
Okay.
We get the guy. Let's go.
But why did he?
I will back up Rico. this one. Owen just said he, that Cooley said he can only make one Stanley.
Yes. Award. And Katie hates my hats. She's biased.
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta know I'm right.
But how that still doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Wow. That makes no sense. This is his most packed day?
That's the only day he can do. It's a packed day.
Owen said it.
It's the only time he could do.
But why? Why would he pick his worst day?
I don't know. Ask him.
Text him, Big Cat.
Okay. What should I text him?
Like, text him hey, what coach, the first game is.
What coach? What we want to have you on PMT.
Nah, he's gonna...
What days work for you? Any days work for you? Should I say that?
It's this week. Weeks change. What's okay. the first game?
You have Owen doing your booking?
He has a relationship with Providence. Me and Jacob Ruckus.
You can help him out, Dave?
With what?
Yeah,
guess.
Maybe a retweet, a like, a promo, not just bury me in the sand. I'm jumping ship for Pick'em for that.
Exactly. What? Like, what? I don't just give those out like everyone says. Everyone says what they're saying. Prove that you have something on your own, and
all
then
right,
we'll do it.
We got 2.5
Well, I mean, but without
2.5?
Two power five.
Without sabotaging the rest of the shows here.
I'm not sabotaging it.
Well,
Dan, what are we doing?
I just texted Cooley.
Is he gonna leave?
No, I said, hey, coach.
Leave.
I'll read it. I said, hey, coach, good luck on Bench Mob Podcast today. Hope all is well. What day is best if we want you on PMT going forward? So we'll see.
Okay.
It'll probably What's be like Tuesdays game? Are wide open. Wide open. We moved everything for you. I want it
I
on the record.
It.
When
That's
the riders come in,
well,
me
well,
and Dave's neck, just remember we are number one riders because we moved our entire lives around.
And just to be very clear, the options we had were we got to skip this week or move our schedules because when we offered replacements or do it, nothing was good enough.
Nothing. We
just
were
all
very
caps
flexible.
Freak out, Bill.
Very flexible. It was all caps freak out.
Yeah.
What's the first game?
What do you want the first game to be? Because it's your show.
That's not nice. It's a team effort.
No, it's your show.
What do you mean it's a team effort?
Why don't you do the standings first? It's a two-man race, right?
No.
Oh.
Three-man race.
What?
Dave's back in.
Oh. That's interesting. I thought it was a two-man race.
Oh, here it is. Hold on.
Huh. Right.
Season totals. Big Cat, 54%. Dave, 52%. Rico, 51.5%.
Last Wait, place.
What?
Mortal Locks, Rico, 10-4, 71%. Big Cat, 6-4, 60%.
Stole UNC from me.
Dave, 5-5-1, 50%.
Stole UNC from me. Okay, first game. Are we good? Is everything good?
Yeah, we're good.
Are you going to send
what
us?
What are you doing mopey face over there? We bent over backwards for you, and you're acting like you've been inconvenienced.
I'm not.
What you are? You're like sulking over there. Like, oh, this is what? Like what?
Are you going to send the riders after us?
No.
Even though it's very clear we moved our schedules around
yeah,
for you?
Yeah, I appreciate it.
You're going to get to do everything. You get it's Rico's right. world.
I was we had a seat for him Saturday. It was the Masters. I don't know, the light bulb or is like, what was he, 3-50 or something, the Masters? And
19 units, yeah.
19
yeah.
units. Yeah. It's like Rico's coming. No, a light was out in his bathroom. That's literally the excuse.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gives pouty face, like, I'm bending over backwards. I'm doing this. Like, you miss things. Because of light bulbs, you're rearranging our schedules because you got an interview.
What works next week, by the way, for Thanksgiving week? We'll do whatever.
I moved that around.
No, we'll do whatever you want.
No, Monday.
Whatever you want.
You Monday. Moved okay. what around?
We originally do it on Tuesday, and then you're traveling Monday, right? So I helped. It's push and pull, two-way street.
Huh?
You want to leave to go away for Thanksgiving week. You're leaving Monday, correct?
Monday?
No, he's leaving Tuesday.
So what day are we doing Pick'em?
Whenever you can.
It's based on you.
I was told Monday.
You're the guy.
By who?
Dan.
I didn't say Monday. You said what day, and I said, I don't know.
No, Kevin said Monday.
Okay.
I wait now to hear when you'll grace us with your presence.
All right.
And then I rearrange my 3,000 shows based on your
I
one
appreciate
show.
It.
Rico, what can I have for lunch today?
I don't know.
I mean, you're the boss of our lives.
That's
so
not, it's not true. It's just not true.
What are my options?
Come on. You say you're right, but no, come on.
No, I am a rider. I'm the number one rider.
We're here.
We're here.
All right.
My alarm screws up my whole. I was up at 7 a.m. because it's like I got to do the. It's and I couldn't sleep.
Dave, I will never get that time back with my son. Ever.
True.
Ever. Some things.
All right.
Some things? Guess not. Some things are bigger than sports, like Rico's Bench Mob podcast.
And fixing a light bulb.
Mm-hmm. All right, Indiana, Ohio State. Indiana plus 20.5. Ohio State over under 66.
This is 0 points. I don't want to belabor this, but there's no chance. I know, because he views Bench Mob as like his thing.
Correct.
And it's more important than anything else. There is 0.0 chance he's focused on this with the huge Cooley interview.
He keeps saying, get to the
picks. The Barbara Walters Cooley interview on deck.
Ed can only be on for 25 minutes because he has a packed Wednesday. Whatever. You want to make sure that your picks are safe? Well, there's nothing but more safe than Simply Safe. There's almost always a rise in break-ins during the holidays. It's why Simply Safe Home Security is having a huge holiday sale. 30% off any Simply Safe system and a free security camera. Recently, U.S. News & World Report called it the best home security of 2020. So whether you're traveling or staying put for the holidays, check out the 30% off plus free security camera deal before it ends this week. So go check out Simply Safe. They have everything. They have great camera footage. They have alerts. Make sure that your family is safe. Make sure your home is safe in the holiday season. It won CNET's Editor's Choice for Home Security and was named Best of 2020 by Forbes and Popular Mechanics. The system has an arsenal of sensors and cameras that protect every inch of your home. You can set it up yourself in about 30 minutes. It's super easy. Then Simply Safe's security specialists take over monitoring your home around the clock and ready to send emergency help the moment there's an alarm. Get 30% off Simply Safe plus a free security camera today by visiting simplysafe.com/pick'em. Hurry, this deal expires on Friday. That's simplysafe.com/pick'em. 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 Ed Cooley probably had to move around his schedule for
Can we hear a preview question?
Yeah. Give us the first question.
No.
Come Why?
On. Subscribe and like. Then you get it. No. No free ads.
No, dude.
It's not an ad.
You give us the question,
this
and then we'll
teaser.
Find out the answer.
This is a teaser for your show. Do you understand that at all?
This
you
is the
ask
best
a question. We
possible.
Don't have the answer.
Right. This is the best teaser possible.
Yeah, I guess it'll be out before.
Right.
Well, you talk, people hear the question. It's like, oh, I want to hear what Ed Cooley said.
Give us your all best right. question.
My
your best
question?
Ed Cooley question, because then people will go listen to his answer.
Okay. All right. You're going to say the question sucks, though.
Well, then maybe it's constructive criticism before the interview.
All right. No, I mean, you would say it if I asked him fucking whatever.
No, I wouldn't. I'm going to give you an honest answer.
All right, you grew up a Providence fan his whole life.
Wait, speak slowly. I'm typing it to Ed Cooley right now.
He grew up a Providence fan. I like Ed Cooley.
Yeah, I like him too.
You going to ask him what the thing on his head is?
Come on.
You're not?
He grew up a Providence fan. He's been going games forever. So it's an interesting dynamic that he has watched games there and coached them. What is his fondest memory at the Dunk, which is one of the greatest arenas up there?
The Dunk was there when he was a kid?
In 72.
Really?
Since 72. Yeah, I did my research.
Hmm.
So what, like his favorite all-time moment?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's interesting that he could have coached in those games.
Are you going to ask him about the creepy mascot?
No, you already did. I listened to that.
Oh, okay.
What about, is the guy who's been there for 100 years still there?
What?
Is the guy who's still
Shut
there?
Shut up, Hank.
The guy still...
We move your whole... We move our schedule around for you, too.
Who's the best player last year?
David Duke.
No, that's the fucking Nazi dude.
Yeah.
You would know that.
There he goes.
I mean,
with the Yom Kippur
like,
meat
dude,
guy again. The H-man raises his ugly
KKK.
Head.
I called Marty last
That worked
night.
Nicely.
It's not... Who, last year, who was their best player? They had a
What's
guy
on your mind, Rico?
They had a guy who was David there for Duke. Like 100 years last year. I was asking if he graduated. He was one of those guys who was there forever. It's not Dunbar. Did you even watch Providence? How do you not?
You talking about Chris Dunn?
Yeah,
he's on the Bulls.
Been out for like 3 years.
No. Then this guy played for him last year.
I don't know.
What's your favorite David Duke book?
It's the kid's name. What do you want me to do?
You can call him Dave.
Not
Duke.
Bring the H man into your first.
You can easily
interview.
Call him Dave Duke. Not say the whole thing.
Indiana's covered 11 of the last 14. I love Tom Allen. 6-1 as an underdog the last 7. I don't think they can win it, but I'm going to take Indiana just because I love Indiana. Plus 20.5. It's probably the wrong pick, but I love Indiana.
Okay. Dave?
I like the over in this one. I think it goes over. I have no opinion on the side. I you don't get rich going against Ohio State. 66.5, I think they both put up points.
Okay. I'm going to take Indiana as well. I don't want to take Indiana, but I don't know about...
They play hard for that guy.
Yeah, this game...
They're going to give him their best punch. That's all you can ask for. They ain't going to win, but they'll give him their best punch. Maybe they make him sweat, stay inside the number.
That's what I'm hoping for. Yeah, 20.5. All right, Wisconsin, Northwestern. Are you talking about Alpha Diallo?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Diallo.
I love
that
guy.
That's exactly who he was talking about.
Yep.
He's gone.
Yeah, he's gone. Wisconsin, Northwestern. This one makes me nervous.
They do have a guy, David Duke.
Dave. You can say Dave Duke. Okay, before we get to the next game, a quick word from our friends at Draft Top, one of the official sponsors of the Barstool Sportsbook House, the Bar Tool. Designed to remove the top of aluminum beverage cans, drink topless. You'll love what cans have to offer. Experience the full aroma of your drink right out of the can. American made creates an incredibly smooth edge that safely turns your can into a cup, perfect for adding garnishes or mixing drinks, or add fruit straight into the can. Enjoy your beer as the brewer intended. Go to drafttop.com. Use the promo code Stoolies to get 15% off your purchase of Draft Top today. Love Draft Top. Been using it at the Philly House. You just pop off the top of your can so you can drink it. Feel so much better, so much smoother, so much easier. You want to put in some, you know, fruit, you want to put in some garnishes, whatever you want to do, Draft Top has it ready to go. Just pop it right off. Super easy to use. Go check them out right now, drafttop.com. Use promo code Stoolies to get 15% off. Wisconsin Northwestern, go ahead, Rico.
You know, I've bet way too much on Northwestern, becoming friends with you over the years. I think this is a perfect spot for Northwestern to keep this ugly. 7.5 it's up to. I'm going to take Northwestern. Mm, and I think Wisconsin's way better.
Do you want to get out of here or not? I mean,
yeah.
I was huge on Wisconsin last week. Everyone saw that.
Yep.
It ended up doing me no good because I gave it back on Sunday responsibly. I love Northwestern here. I think Wisconsin probably looks better because Michigan is so bad, and this is a close, good game.
This game makes me nervous, which actually is good whenever I'm very nervous about a game. Like whenever Wisconsin's playing a team like Northwestern, I have my blinkers up. That usually means they're going to kill them. It's when I'm not expecting it. That's when, like last year, Illinois. Either way, 7.5 is probably too much. I'm actually going to take the over. I'm going to take over 44.5. I'm gonna take
I don't over hate 40 that.
And 4.5. It's pretty low. I know Northwestern's defense really good. I had them last week. Their secondary is very good, but I think Wisconsin's offense can still move the ball against them. 44.5. All you need is like one college football play
and
to get.
I don't know if he practiced or anything. I don't know your quarterback. I didn't think
Graham
he looked
Mertz.
Great.
No, he wasn't. Michigan. He didn't have his best game. Yeah, he wasn't practicing because he was in the COVID protocol. But Wisconsin can still run the ball, and Barry Alvarez is. Grandson Jake Ferguson, he's fucking good.
Very
tight end.
Very different looking Wisconsin team with the play calling, throwing
yes.
the ball all over the place.
Yes, it's reminiscent of the Russell Wilson teams when they were throwing it first. All right, next up, what's the next game?
How are we doing on time? Do we have to car
wash
this?
We gotta hurry up. We gotta hurry up. All right, Cincy at UCF. We gotta hurry up, guys. We gotta hurry up.
I'm gonna take the over.
Is that it? Oh, we're hurrying up.
Well, he's got to get out of here.
I'm going to take the over.
Yeah, people right. are going to be like, UCF I really love to hear your thoughts on these games, but we have to get out of here.
We do.
I think UCF can score, and Cincinnati still scores a ton. UCF goes up and down the field. It's going to be a fast-paced game.
Cincinnati's
defense
is good. You know that.
Yes.
Okay.
Even with that, they're putting up 40. UCF, you can limit them to 20
Rico.
And still play great defensively.
Hurry up.
I'm not
pace,
phoning this in.
Pace of play, Rico.
I don't phone things in.
I mean, this
this one's getting phoned in a little bit. You just tried to give a one-word answer.
Over.
I unfortunately like the over as well. I have a lot.
I'm up 22 units.
I
you haven't been up 22 units since your pedal in Tesla.
22 units.
You lost 19 units in the Masters.
College football, 22 plus. 22.
Well, I mean, now,
this is Bernie Madoff.
But you do it that way. It's like, according to you, then I was up 13 units on Wisconsin, one game.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's true. Dave, that was like a 100-unit play.
I just don't do it the way you do it.
All right.
But I got to keep it brief. I have a lot of thoughts. The over. Nope. That's it. Got to go.
What are you taking here, Dave? Just the over?
Yeah. I have a lot more I'd like to say, but I don't have time for it.
Cincinnati's 112th in pace. Just going to throw that out there for the people at home.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're slow.
Well, Luke Fickell, sorry. I have to say it, Rick. Can I say this?
Oh, I loved it.
Can I say it?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
You got enough time for me to throw this in there?
Yeah, I got enough time.
Okay. What was the fake punt all about?
Awesome.
I was on the other side of that. I was fucking bullshit.
I had Cincy. I loved it.
I thought I was going to cover it before he did
But you
that.
Know what's so funny Style is? Points. You know what's so funny? The coach who was getting mad.
Yeah.
There was two great coach things that happened on Friday night. Did you also see the timeout off between P.J. Fleck and
I heard Kirk about
Fritz?
It.
Awesome.
I heard
PJ
about
Fleck
it.
P.J. Fleck was trying to score to not be shut out, so he was calling a timeout with like 40 seconds left, and then Kirk Ferentz just called all three of his timeouts.
Yeah.
He was like, you want to have a timeout off? Let's
yeah,
fucking
I did
do
see
it.
That.
But the coach of ECU was the former coach of James Madison, and apparently he used to just run up the score on everyone. Ain't no fun when
they
have, it's got the gun.
Yeah, they had some words at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Reminiscent of Pete Carroll and Jim Harbaugh.
I will say the good news, because I was on the other side, East Carolina quarterback played horrible. You all right there?
Yeah. There you go.
What are you looking at your phone for?
This is what makes pick 'em though, is when we talk about old stories and all that stuff. But we don't
have
time.
He's like, I'm not phoning in. He just looked at his phone in the middle of this conversation. Train of thought.
We're getting squeezed out.
Train of thought. What was I going to say?
Start at the top.
Before Rico looked at his phone and totally broke my train of thought. Oh, so I was on East Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I was very mad about the punt, but it sneaky helped, and not that, you know. If you are a believer that if one thing changes, the world changes, then it's different. But if I lost on that last play when Cincinnati just tried to run up the middle and went, that would have been the worst loss almost ever.
I had second half over and a hit on that.
That's amazing.
I turned off the game.
It was the last play of the game.
I went to bed and I checked it one last time and I was like, what? This has to be
wrong.
They
just ran jailbreak somehow, like 80 yards. And Cincinnati celebrated like they won the Super Bowl.
That hit the second half over and Cincinnati second half.
Yikes. I didn't know that. I was watching. It was crazy.
Yes.
Crazy.
Yes. Rico, did you see it?
No, I didn't.
Oh, actually. Your lights were out.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, was the power out or just a light bulb?
It was
the
one
light in
bulb.
The bathroom, circulated the kitchen. It also sent out the TV. It was a big issue.
It was one light.
How long did that take you to fix?
6 or 7 hours.
Did you just go
by the time you got the guy?
Switch the breaker?
No, it didn't work like that.
Mm.
Bad connection.
So wait, 6 or 7 hours it took you to fix?
Yeah.
And what did happen?
What?
When did it happen?
Friday night. Well, you called the guy. By the time you get the guy, then he's there Saturday morning.
Got it. Okay.
Whatever.
Oklahoma State, Bedlam. I'm betting the over. Always have to bet the over and bet 59.5. I'm taking Cincy, by the way, -5.5.
I'm taking the under.
Okay,
you guys are going to kill me. I know. It goes against everything we stand for. Chubb is questionable. Rattler's banged up. Oklahoma State's defense, the way they stay in this is stay down. Tywin Wallace was in trouble.
What do you mean they stay down?
They stay slow, control the clock.
They're 23 in pace.
Okay. Score stays down. I don't think they have the firepower right now to match with Oklahoma. I like the under. I also like Oklahoma State +7.
You like Oklahoma and the under?
No, Oklahoma State +7 and the under.
So what did you say about firepower?
Tywin Wallace has missed the last game.
Mm-hmm.
Chuba Hubbard is
12
is,
minutes, so make it quick.
Chuba Hubbard is questionable. The offense is not that great. They're going to rely on the defense. I like the under, and I think they stay close.
Okay, the firepower was what usually I hear firepower, I think over. That's what confused
they don't
me.
Have the firepower. These guys are banged up. Their best players
I've
are banged
heard
up.
Otherwise. That they're back in. Tyler and Chubb.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm going to take the under either way.
Okay.
See. Weird. So your thesis doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, they're not missing the Oklahoma game, so they might not be playing at 100%. We agree with that, Katie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. It's like I ain't missing it, you know?
Right. I like Oklahoma State. I don't think Oklahoma is very good, and they have a good defense, Oklahoma State. So I think it's a close game. I'm not touching the total. I like Oak State, though, in a very close game. I don't know if they win or whatever, but I love the points.
I'm going to take Oklahoma State +7 as well. But I just have to take the over. I have to take the over in Bedlam.
By the nature of the word.
And it's also like the leaves change. No. Thanksgiving week, Bedlam happens. You have the over. It's just I'll do that till the day I die.
Fair.
And I won't be changing anything unless
you set a time, you honor the time, you can set your watch to the time.
That's
it's
the time.
Comfort. You know, at this time every week is when we do something. That's Bedlam.
That's Bedlam.
That's
good.
The pickle.
You guys
that
are
is
good.
Bedlam. Unless there's a podcast that comes around
all
that
right.
takes the place of Bedlam,
all
then
right.
that might change it.
Correct.
Okay.
Because Wednesdays are his busiest.
That's
all right.
Right. That's correct. Right.
And you guys are good.
Cooley's packed on Wednesdays. That's when we wanted to schedule. Okay, before we get to the next pick, Skybox Sports Network is your source for the world's first and only Stoolie-approved LED Wi-Fi scrolling sports tickers and betting boards, delivering hardcore pro and college sports gambling content, including matchups, live scores, breaking news, odds, lines, totals, futures, props, trades, and injuries in a colorful and dynamic digital format. Starting at only $5.99, Skybox Sports Network sports tickers are available in multiple models and sizes and pair exceptionally well with their new LCD betting boards to immediately elevate your fan cave, garage, or nursery and make you feel like you're a resident of the Barstool Sportsbook House. I'm going to give Rico one if he finishes above 50%. He is there right now, so it looks like he's going to get one for his man cave. Our friends at Skybox Sports Network quickly realized that my overly kind offer to buy Rico a sports ticker for his man cave if he finishes positive on the season is highly unlikely to happen. That's a I'm reading this. I don't think it's highly unlikely. I think you're back. So they're generously sending us a 70-inch ticker to show you what you'll be missing out on. And if I finish with more pick'em units than you, the ticker will be awarded to me to feature in my man cave. Rico, I've already made space above my big screen TV for the ticker to be mounted. So go check out Skybox Sports Network. We love them. SkyboxSportsNetwork.com to get your own ticker and odds boards. If you have a place you love watching football, man cave, basement, whatever it may be, this is the perfect addition so that you know what odds you have, what injuries you have, scrolling right in front of you. Feels like a sports book in your own home. Enter promo code SKYBOX. Pick 'em at SkyboxSportsNetwork.com to get free shipping, free live data for the first year, along with 5% off your entire order. And be sure to take your savings to the Barstool Sportsbook to put it on your own mortal lock. Skybox Sports Network, content you can bet on. SkyboxSportsNetwork.com. Use code PICK'EM. Like I said, SkyboxSportsNetwork.com. Use code PICK'EM. Thank you to Skybox Sports Network. USC at Utah.
I just got the alert today, literally on my calendar. Pick 'em. Noon. Literally just came up on my calendar.
Always.
Nothing's on my calendar. The only thing's on my calendar is something that's been scheduled for decades straight.
It's the anchor in your life.
Yes.
It is like the pillar in your life.
The Simpsons. Yeah, Johnny Unitas. You can set your watch to his haircut. The Pick'em is what orchestrates everything else that I have. It is the anchor.
Yeah, we'll still be doing this when you hang it up from Boston. Like 10, 15 years, we'll just get on a Zoom
call.
Well,
if you'll allow us to.
All right, whatever.
I mean, it's up to you. You're the boss of the Pick'em.
Sure.
Well, y'all.
I'll take Utah.
I don't think I've ever changed the time of the Pick'em.
Okay. I'm going to take Utah.
That's it?
Yeah.
Why?
Okay. That's Dan stat of first games. Teams playing the
so
first
you
game.
9 minutes?
Yeah, we're going to get close.
Kind of only have like six.
Oh, wow.
Well, five. Why? Try to get in there before. I don't want to be, running in like Kramer. Through the door, fucking.
You gotta get. So your mind is elsewhere.
No, right it's now. Not. I got all my stuff. So let me do my card.
Okay. Everyone, be warned when they take Rico's picks this week. He was probably doing Ed Cooley prep. Can I say hi to Ed Cooley? Want to go for a few minutes?
Yeah, do whatever you want.
All right. I will take.
What are you giving me that look for?
Utah.
I love Utah here. I don't understand the spread at all. USC stinks.
Yep.
The USC is just one of those teams that is not COVID ready to me. They get in focus. They're not focused. They're not doing whatever. Helton, I saw him celebrate like they won the national championship on a missed field goal.
Yep.
That didn't make me feel good. I have no idea. I know nothing about Utah. What are you doing, Rico?
Texting my wife.
Okay.
We had. I was listening. They celebrated like they won the Super Bowl.
You were listening while you were texting. Okay.
Yes. Multifaceted.
Jesus Christ. Right, it's right. Like, do we keep his attention? I don't know anything about Utah, but I know it's a tough place to play, so I like him here. I like him to win the game. I love the bet, actually.
Yeah, I do too. Helton is literally every week is his job.
Oh,
because he has to go undefeated.
He's the luckiest coach ever.
Yeah, and he has to go undefeated. Okay, so those are the big games. Should we do our cards?
I mean, we have to.
Yeah, we do have
to. We want to just change segments.
Yeah. Okay, let's do the cards. So, how do we decide who wants to start?
I think I should go first.
Oh, okay. All right, you go first.
All right. Liberty, NC State.
Can you hurry up, please?
Over 67.
Teams combined to score 73, give up 60. Overfest. Iowa minus 2.5. The Colt has quit. It's a senior game. They have not beat the Colt in 4 years. Ferentz is 16-8-1 against the spread versus top 25 teams on the road. Give me Iowa. App State plus 5.5. They're the class of the league. They're not rolling over. As good as Coastal is, I will take App State. They got a good defense. Give me App State plus 5.5. Texas, first half minus 17. Texas minus 29. Kansas is running quarterback, Dave, that you said you liked, the kid Daniels. Ankle injury, questionable. Their best running back, Gardner, missed the last game. He's questionable. Texas slept walked last year. It was 50-48. They come out and roll. Les Miles 0-6-1 against the spread last 7, 1-9-1 his last 11. Texas in a roll fest. Boise minus 14.5, minus 7.
You're just flip flopping on Boise.
Yeah, I am.
Just chasing the tail.
But I was right on BYU. I was
just chasing the tail.
They were injured. I was wrong.
Chasing
they showed
the
me what they
chasing
need to.
The tail.
They're gonna fucking
chasing
kill Hawaii,
tail.
And I love Hawaii.
The
they give up 325 a year.
On island.
On
yeah,
island.
On the island.
Oh. Boise's been good out there in the island, going to the island.
Yeah, they have been.
Yes,
they
have. Look
know
up
the
scores.
Yeah, look them up. 50
look them up
plus.
For me.
Look them up for
2016.
Me. Find the scores for me. Find them. Get the scores. Oh, you picked up your phone and put it down. What
it's
were
11:54.
Well, look, I want the
my
scores.
My lock of the week.
We're talking the scores.
Are you doing your lock? We never do the locks right now.
I know.
Now.
But wait
go.
A minute.
Oh, you got to go?
You're not going to look up the Boise Y, so we're just spitting out stuff with no facts. You've been good on these lately. Shut me up. Do your thing, Rico. I want to know the Boise scores on island. Tick-tock.
Tick-tick.
Why can't I get this?
Damn it.
Ugh, brutal.
You got like, you got 1 minute according to you.
Full games list.
Yeah.
Boise at Hawaii, 2016, 52-16.
Wait. So you're going to go up. Okay.
2012, 49.
No. You can't do 2016, 2012.
When do they play that? There was no 2014?
No, 2013 or 14. They don't have them. Or 2011. I'm just reading them off. And they crushed them last year. I had Hawaii 30-1. They crushed them in that conference championship game, and they crushed them at Boise as well.
What
they got Hawaii's number.
Didn't make any sense.
They got Hawaii's number.
Okay.
Lock of the week.
Wait, you're doing your lock?
Yeah, I got to do it.
No, Dave, you do your card, and then I'll do mine, and then we'll do the locks, right. Like we always do. We've been doing this for two presidencies.
So, Florida, Vandy. I think Florida sleepwalks a little in the beginning of this game. Vandy may score a little bit. Vandy fucked me last week against Kentucky, but I like the over 68. LSU, Arkansas. LSU have a bye, but I still like Arkansas, even though they didn't cover. Florida is very good. Arkansas at home, plus 2, over 64. Big win for Arkansas, even though as I'm saying that, I may not like that anymore. Now I'm going to stick with it.
I think it's 3 now, so I'm going to give
okay.
you 3.
Opposite of Rico here, I took Coastal Carolina, just keep betting on them. Ohio State over 66.5 against Indiana. Oregon State at home, plus 3.5 against Cal. Cal's offense was putrid. Shout out Ben Mintz, who fucking ruined my entire weekend by changing the TV in that game. Killer. Maybe if you were there, you could have helped prevent that.
Sure.
UCF Cincinnati over 63.5. Northwestern at home plus 7.5. Liberty NC State over 67.5. Missouri South Carolina over 56. I like Oak State 7. And I like something that I can't read plus 3. USU.
Utah State? Utah?
No.
USU.
USC. USC at Utah plus 3. No, Fresno's not playing this week?
Oh, shit. Yeah, hold on. Fresno plus 2.5. Huge game against San Jose State. Fresno plus
2.5. It's San Diego State.
No, it's San Jose State.
Are you sure?
I'm 1,000%
sure. So what's
your happening? San Diego State's playing
happened?
Nevada.
I have to take Fresno. I forgot where I had him.
All right, I'm taking Fresno, too,
because
of the Pat Hill.
What game got canceled?
USF Navy a few moments ago.
Oh, okay.
Or Houston SMU.
Houston SMU. All right, my card.
You look white as a ghost.
You gave me
Purdue minus 2.5.
When it's
everything, Dylan, that I obviously did with the main card. Purdue minus 2.5. Wyoming minus 20.5. Air Force minus 7. ECU minus 3.5. Temple is quit.
He's freaking out over there.
Temple said that they don't want to. They shouldn't have played the last 3 weeks.
He's freaking out over there.
Liberty NC State over 67. Liberty plus 3.5.
He's literally losing it.
Iowa minus 2.5. Wake Forest Duke over 63.
That's
canceled. Fuck.
I don't do my homework.
It just got canceled.
Yeah, last night.
Okay, great. Cincy, sorry, buddy. I got a million shows I got to do on Wednesday, and also a child that doesn't know me anymore because of Rico Bosco.
It's true.
Cincy minus six, over 63. Clemson minus 34.5, over 65. Maryland minus 6.5. Boise State, Hawaii, over 62.5. San Diego State minus 1.5. Army minus 4. Lock of the weeks, Dylan.
Illinois. 14.5.
Nebraska, okay.
They fucked me last week, Illinois did.
Okay.
I'm going to go Illinois, too.
Illinois.
Over in Bedlam.
Over in Bedlam. That's my man, Liam.
Over Utah, USC.
Over Utah, USC. Dave.
Oregon State at home to beat Cal.
Oregon State at home to beat Cal. I'm going to take the over in Rice versus North Texas, 62 and a half.
That game from the clouds. Can you tell me more about that game?
Yeah. So
Mike Collins, quarterback for Rice. Shout out Mike Collins.
North Texas is number one in pace. Terrible defense. That game is going to go over.
Okay.
62.5.
Add that to my card.
I also, you know what sucks? South Carolina has an interim head coach.
What? It's 11:59. Can we do my lock?
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Do your lock.
BYU, North Alabama, over 58.5. Wilson's
so,
trying
Dave,
to get
that. What I wanted to say was South Carolina has an interim head coach. You know we love to talk about an interim head coach. I actually did some research last night about Mike Bobo, but we can't talk about it.
I forgot about the interim coach, actually.
I know, and I had some stuff, Dave.
So I'm going to put South Carolina on my card.
I love the jokes about
Thanks
it.
Thanks for moving it up,
it.
Guys.
We can't do it. All right, what's your
– BYU, North Alabama, over 58.5. It's a Heisman campaign for Wilson. They might score 58 themselves. The math, the line is 47. That means they're going to win 51-3, 51-7. It's right there. Give me it.
Wait, what's the over?
58.5.
So 51-3
I'm saying
is
that's,
under.
That's what they're putting the math at, minus 47. No, that's what they're putting it at. BYU scores more than 50 themselves. It's an over. They haven't shut anyone out yet either, even FCS teams. It's an over. Thank you for moving it up. I really do appreciate it.
Yeah. Okay. All Thanks, right. Rico. Sorry it, for everyone so who loves it, the pick-up.
It's noon now on Wednesday, so my mind, like,
yeah.
Are we beginning now?
I'm, yeah. What, like, all right, welcome to Barstool Pick'em, week 12. We're back.